With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court upended a 40-year-old decision that made it easier for the federal government to regulate the environment, public health, workplace safety, and consumer protections. The court delivered a potentially lucrative victory to business interests, ruling in cases brought by fishermen in New Jersey and Rhode Island. The justice is overturning the 1984 decision known as Chevron. And the Supreme Court ruling cities can enforce bans on homeless people sleeping outdoors in West Coast areas where shelter space is lacking.
The Oregon case is the most significant to come before the high court in decades on the issue. It comes as a rising number of people in the U.S. are without a permanent place to live. The high court struck down a ruling by a San Francisco-based appeals court that found outdoor sleeping bans amount to cruel and unusual punishment.
Correspondent Jeremy House, leaders in the West had argued that the lower court ruling made it harder for them to manage outdoor encampments, encroaching on sidewalks and other public spaces. The Texas Supreme Court upheld the state's ban on sex change operations for minors, rejecting pleas from parents that it violates their right to seek care for their transgender children. The presidential debate in Atlanta offered sharply opposing views on just about every issue. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
President Biden slammed his predecessor for encouraging rioters on January 6th, while former President Trump said he would only accept the 2024 results if it's a fair, legal, and good election. Trump repeatedly pointed to immigration and border chaos, which Biden struggled to defend. And the two candidates hurled personal insults at each other. Trump called Biden the worst president in American history. Biden reminded voters that Trump is a convicted felon. Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Atlanta.
This is SRN News. TikTok goes all in on transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The giant social media platform has permanently banned ads for the sports apparel company XXXY Athletics. That's because the firm advocates to keep men out of women's sports, and TikTok says that message is offensive and constitutes a violation of the platform's community standards. A growing number of social media platforms are embracing the LGBT agenda and censoring any opposition to it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has struck down a Montana law that defined sex as only male or female, finding it was technically unconstitutional. District Court Judge Shan Vanatta ruled that the statute, passed last year, violated the state constitution because the description of the legislation didn't clearly state its purpose. Kansas and Tennessee have passed similar measures. This is SRN News. Another member of the Thin Blue Line pays the ultimate price in the line of duty.
A Michigan sheriff's deputy has been fatally shot during a rural traffic stop, the second killing of an on-duty Michigan deputy in less than a week. State troopers later shot and killed the shooting suspect during an exchange of gunfire. The Hillsdale County sheriff's deputy was shot Thursday and died at a hospital.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. The police chief for schools in Uvalde, Texas, failed to identify an active shooting, did not follow his training, and made critical decisions that slowed the law enforcement response to stop a killer who was hunting victims and ultimately killed 21 people at Robb Elementary. Pete Arredondo arrested and briefly booked into jail before he was released Thursday night on 10 state jail felony counts of abandoning or endangering a child in that deadly May 2022 attack. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.